With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Top Republicans pushing back against President Trump's call for eliminating the filibuster. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
60 votes are needed in the Senate to end filibuster debate and then move toward a final vote on legislation. That 60-vote threshold has prevented Congress from ending the government shutdown. Late last week, the president urged the Senate to change its rules. But GOP leaders have strongly opposed changing the filibuster, arguing that it's vital to the institution of the Senate and has allowed them to halt Democratic policies when they are in the minority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent Sunday signaling that SNAP benefits could restart as soon as this week. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
Bessent said in an interview, quote, "There's a process that has to be followed, so we've got to figure out what the process is. President Trump wants to make sure that people get their food benefits." On Friday, President Trump signaled that he would fund SNAP if pointed in the appropriate legal direction, after a federal judge directed officials to use an emergency fund for the program. The administration was previously adamant that it would not utilize these funds amid the nearly five-week government shutdown. Bessent said, "I do not want Americans to go hungry just because radical Democrats refuse to do the right thing and reopen the government." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Abu Dhabi hosting a major oil summit Monday just after the OPEC Plus group of that cartel and its allies announced they would halt planned production increases for early 2026. Now, this decision comes amid new oil sanctions from the U.S. as well as the U.K., targeting, of course, Russia and its war on Ukraine. OPEC Plus, in the meantime, includes core cartel members and nations outside the group. This is SRN News. An unusual amicus brief has been filed with the Supreme Court.
Legal groups and special interests file all the time, but this latest brief is the work of 24 philosophy professors. The academics are urging the High Court to uphold state bans on men playing sports against women. The brief states that, quote, "organizing sports around the sex categories is fully justified," and it bears the signatures of professors from Notre Dame, Oxford, and several other schools. The signatories say they want America to know that not all academics support transgenderism. Michael Harrington reporting.
With about 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of attempting to keep males from getting into female events. Committee now requires athletes who want to compete in any women's events to take the SRY gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome found in males. This is SRN News. In the final days of the campaign trail before Election Day Tuesday, all eyes on the mayoral race in New York City involving Andrew Cuomo, Zohran Mamdani, and Curtis Sliwa. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says he's appalled by the positions that Mamdani has taken on a number of issues.
I'm sorry, New York has been doing that for how long now? And every time they double down and raise taxes, it just makes the problems that much worse. Tax revenue doesn't go up, tax revenue goes down. And the rich don't go into New York, they leave New York. It's what has been happening, and it's what will continue to happen, only faster if they double down on this agenda by voting for this communist, which sadly looks like is exactly what's going to happen.
And Tony was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.